This is Carrie Cordova interviewing Santa Barraza at the Artist Studio in Kingsville, Texas on Friday, November 21st, 2003 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc Number 1. And with that said, I'm going to just ask if Santa could tell us when and where she was born.
Okay. I was born in Kingsville, Texas on April the 7th, 1951. And there's some controversy regarding my birth because I actually was born at home and my mother had so many of us that I think at one point she sort of lost track, but I think that, but I never really asked her, and she's already deceased. But and I was born in my grandmother's house on Nettie Street. And however, on my birth certificate, when I went to get a passport, it said a different date. And I, at one point, had asked my mother about that, and she said, well, because when I was baptized, which was, I guess, months later, they refused to baptize me under the given name that my mother had given me. So she had to, because they said that my name was sacrilegious, because she named me Santa. So my name was sacrilegious, and the priest would not baptize me. So my mother had to change my name, and I think in the changing of the name, there was confusion, and so they gave me another birthday. So there's April the 10th, 1951, and just recently I had to change it to April the 7th because I always celebrate on April the 7th. That was what I knew as my birthday, but then there was another date. So, but for your records, I think it should be April the 7th, 1951.
What do you think about that, about your name being separate?
Oh, I think it was terrible. I think this is another way of colonization. You know, how organized religion has actually done so much damage to indigenous populations all over the world.
Which grandmother?
This is my father's mother.
Okay.
Her name is Victoria Mesa Barraza. Or her name was. She's deceased.
And then you were the second child?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And you had a sister before you?
Yes, the oldest one is Frances Barraza. And then myself, and then there were six of us. Well, actually there were seven. But the youngest one passed away in the hospital after being alive for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. And so what are your other siblings?
Oh, there's, well, I'm the second one, and then the third one is Joaquin. We call him Gordo, because when he was a baby, he was real heavy, and he used to like wobble, he'd fall over. And so we call him Gordo, but he's real thin, but we call him Gordo. And then Eloy, who was the fourth one. And then Alicia, who was the youngest, which was the fifth one, and then Margarita, who's the sixth one.
Mm-hmm. And what's the age difference or the span between you?
Between all the siblings? That's a good question. But the difference between myself and my sister, the oldest one is 2 years, and then myself, and then my brother is about another 2 years, and then my other brother is about another 2 years. And then there's a span, I believe, of about 6 years. But don't quote me on this. I'm just speculating because I don't really know. I know Alicia was born, I think, in 1959. And then Margarita Youngest was born in 1951. And I believe Joaquin was born in 1954. And Francis was born in 1949. And I believe Eloy was born in 1956.
So what did it mean to be the second oldest in your family?
It didn't really mean anything, you know. There were a lot of responsibilities, but I think my sister Frances, you know, normally your firstborn is the one that takes responsibilities. And actually, in, I don't know in your family, but after my mother passed away, she sort of like totally took responsibility of all the siblings. So when she always checks up on us, you know, to see how we're doing. She's very motherly type, but I think because she's the oldest.
Yeah, I have an impression she's been an influence.
Yeah, but you know, when we were growing up, we weren't really that close. I remember we used to fight a lot. But I think now, since we're mature and older, I think that we appreciate each other a lot more.
What qualities do you admire in her?
Frances, well, I think, you probably are aware that she, we're 2 years apart, and she was actually the first one in the family to leave and go to study in higher education, to leave the household. And I remember when I left, or when I tried to leave, and I did leave to go to the University of Texas at one point, as